And I'm friends with a lot of the girlies that are on Instagram, the Instagram big fashion one, content creators, makeup content creators. Yeah. Even amongst their circles, they're scared to even speak to each other about who they're dating.
Yeah.
Can you imagine me and you being friends and I can't tell you who my girlfriend is?
Yeah.
I think what also really contributes to the side chick culture is the fact that we've seen so many public figures get away with it.
Yeah, I think women get too secure too fast, bro. A man gets secured in the relationship, by the way. Guys, and he's like, okay, we're dating. I've been dating this girl for a month. Let me tap in now. Like, let me actually, like,
yeah, trust is earned.
A girl from hello, she's trusting you like you're itchy. No, dude, I'm a stranger, man. You don't even know if I brushed my teeth this morning, but you're trusting me with your heart.
Wait. After a long day of work, I came with the picnic basket.
Yeah.
You know, candles,
flowers,
fruits, snacks.
Yeah.
And this person asked me, what took you so long?
Oh my God, I would never do that.
My kid got her.
Why is it that side chicks aren't hidden anymore? They celebrate it loud and sometimes even proud. In this episode, we're unpacking how the side chick era got so bold and what it says about relationships today. Welcome back to a brand new episode of Seated with Lebo and Tata Rampedi. I'm Tato. This is my brother.
Lebo.
And we're very excited for this episode. You might be thinking, why the hell are you guys speaking about side chicks today? Do you guys relate to what's going on? All I'm going to say is stick and watch the entire episode.
Yeah.
If you guys are new to the episode or new to the podcast, guys, welcome to Seated. This is a podcast that's a part of House of Rampedi. Very, very exciting. House of Rampedi is basically a network that I own, which has a bunch of podcasts under it. And this is one of the shows. So if you guys are new or if you guys are old, please don't be shy to go check out the new podcasts we have. We've got Rhythm and Vibes, which is a really, really cool podcast, which is led by Tlomani and Kagiso. Yeah. Also have Young, Popular and Opinionated, which is a podcast led by Letabo. Some really, really good shows, guys. I think my favorite right now is Rhythm and Vibes. Mm-hmm. It's so cool, bro. Like the fact that they've got like a section where they're making cocktails.
Yeah.
Their personalities are so much fun. They're so free. A whole lot of energy. So I watched it like, you know, last night and I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But if you guys don't know how this podcast works, we basically do a little bit of current affairs, which is called Natali Taba. But of course, before that, we say, how are you? Which explains how you're doing. And then from there, we go into the subject matter, which is, of course, today, side chicks. Yeah. And then from there, we will wrap it up. That's the
also tell them that this episode is curated by you, that you the one who created the episode.
Yeah, this episode
has been curating the episodes. They've been doing really well.
Yeah.
Very excited about the interactions we've been getting with you guys.
Yeah.
And yeah, man. Just wanted to let them know. They must see the creative mind of both sides.
You know yeah, I mean? Yeah. The past three have been me.
Yeah.
So if you guys are like wondering, why is it a bit different? It's been me. Lebo did it for like 2 months. I needed to give him a break.
Yeah, real.
Yeah. So the first segment of
I'm enjoying the break, by the way. I'm really enjoying it.
Is it?
Yeah.
The first segment is, how are you? Bro, I'm good. Hey, I was actually at this premiere last week. 2 weeks ago. So exciting. So we were invited by Disney Plus. I went with the Plus One. She was lovely. The Plus One.
Yeah,
I had a great time with her. Nice very one, nice person. Yeah. She looked amazing.
Disney Plus One.
Yes. Disney Plus One. And they invited us to stream the first two episodes or watch actually in cinema the first episodes of FX Alien Earth.
Yes, I remember you talking
told you about it, right? Yes, yeah. So guys, this show is so crazy. I just wanted to put yourselves in the year 2120. Not 2020, not 2018, the year 2120.
Yeah.
So that's the year this series is set in. Watching was so much fun, man. I got to see like some really cool influencers like you know we always do see.
Like who?
I got to see Grace, she was there.
That's
I got
nice.
To see Tech Boy. I got to see Wasabi and Sasha.
Tech Boy, that's the tall guy.
Yeah, the tall funny guy. So it was a lot of fun. But anyway, taking it back to FX Alien Earth, right? The year 2120. I may have watched this, by the way. So it's the year where cyborgs exist. What are cyborgs?
So it's like, so for people listening by home, but in cyborg.
Yeah.
It's basically like a human with like robotics in them, right?
Yeah. So basically like I'm a human, but I've got like a robotic arm or I've got like a robotic heart.
Eye or whatever.
Yeah. And then you also have synthetics, which is basically robots with like AI intelligence, right? So it's like a robot basically with a ChatGPT robot.
Yeah, sure.
The best way to put it, right? Yeah. Basically just a robot, but it's very, very like human.
Intellectual.
Yeah, and they're living alongside humans. So humans still do exist. Mm. So now there's this like big CEO founder of, I don't know what's the founder of?
Wonderkind.
Yeah, so he's the founder of
Wonderkind.
Of Wonderkind, and there's a CEO like of Wonderkind. Some other business, man.
Yeah.
And he basically has this idea of making hybrids.
Yeah, what's that? I remember that's the...
Yeah, so a hybrid is basically when you take a robot and you put human intelligence or human...
Human consciousness,
yeah, right? Yeah. Into the robot.
Yeah.
And basically he does this, and his prototype, or the first one, is this lady called Wendy. So wow. Here's Wendy. Yeah. Remember you watched Wendy. So now this Wendy character is
sorry guys. It's coming back to me. And I remember they use children or something like that.
Yeah, so now they're forced to use kids to put into these grown adult hybrid bodies. So that's like how it's a bit comedic. I really enjoyed watching the first two episodes. Yeah. I don't know if it was because I was watching a big screen with the beautiful person next to me and popcorn. Others call them popcorns.
Yeah.
But I was having time of my life, and they're dropping episodes weekly. Labor Watch, I think, was the first one?
Yes, I watched the first one, guys. Yeah. And I really have to say, if you're into your sci-fi, horrors, this is definitely a night for you. You just curate, dim the lights, make some popcorn or popcorns.
Popcorns?
And yeah, man, it's really something to get into. Yeah. I know they're dropping weekly, so it's something to add to the weekly routine. Yeah.
Also, like I say, guys, if you enjoy, I didn't say it actually, it's in the name, if you guys enjoy Aliens, there's a whole spaceship which crashes, and then Wendy and her other like hybrids are basically, and mind you, these hybrids are like super strong, super fast, basically superheroes.
Yeah, yeah.
And they basically are deployed to go deal with this like alien, not necessarily attack, but alien encounter.
Yeah.
So it's really dope. It's a franchise. It's basically like set in the... Actually, let me not say too
much. Yeah, don't tell them too much. I was about to say, you know, you're giving them the series.
The whole thing, yeah. So guys, I definitely say, if you want to watch something new, definitely check it out. It's on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
I had the time of my life watching it. And yeah, man, that's how I'm feeling right now. How are you?
I'm okay, man. I'm okay. A lot of things happening for us. Very busy week last week, right?
Yeah. Big As Majita push.
Yeah.
If you guys don't know, Lebona are part of this group channel called As Majita. It's four of us, and we post challenges every single Sunday. So we've been doing a big push.
Or Monday.
Or
Saturday.
Or sometimes.
Or sometimes not, nothing.
Yeah, and we've been doing a big push on TikTok, a big push to shoot videos, to catch up, to be ahead.
Also redesigning the entire business model. If you deep it, if you really, really like think about it, we're really just trying to like push it more towards... self-running, we're pushing it slowly to becoming self-running, that we just pitch up and shoot. We're slowly moving there.
The guys are finally listening to me.
I'd love.
The guys are finally listening to me.
Which guys?
Person Khunze.
Yeah, I was going to say, dude, we've always been aligned.
No, I'm saying about like us hiring more and like delegating
since
roles.
Since day one, like we should have. But but we understand people like to see money grow and stuff. But anyways, that's not the point. Yeah, so big push last week. It made me extremely exhausted, but very, very like, very happy because, you know, content is coming out. Check us out on our Instagram, TikTok, As Majita. And yeah, we're just trying to make this thing very, that's our cash cow right now. Out of everything I'm doing, that's the most profitable thing I think that I'm doing right now.
For me, it's this podcast. I don't understand. If that's your cash cow.
That's the cash cow.
This is the cash cow for me, bro.
That's the cash cow. I think you guys must understand. Hey, they don't know these people. But yeah. We're not majority shareholders of this podcast.
Me too. The majority shareholders also don't mean it's the company. It's Rapid Media.
Yeah, guys. Who can tell you? Look, that company is stealing from us. You say, which company? The one of your surname. Does it make sense to you? No, but guys, we are working super hard. Also started an influencer marketing agency.
Like we've been saying,
And right now we're like those scouts that go to those people's football practices looking for the best curated.
So you do fashion content? Show me more.
Boom.
Do you understand yourself?
You know, so big push in that as well. So it's just work. So Monday, Tuesday, I tried to take it a bit slower, but still train and all that stuff. But yeah, man, still... Very much okay. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. I think I'm the same, man. So, been pushing a whole lot of work. Working like a lot. I've been doing a whole lot more early morning. So, I wake up in the morning earlier than I work from home. Then I'll try coming to the studio a bit earlier than I work from the studio. Then usually there's like a shoot. So, I've been trying to be more present with a lot of the new shows. Trying to make sure that the systems are running so I can see, okay, cool, the team is working like this. How can I make them work better? How can I delegate the roles better? How can I make Ruby help Tabang? How can I make Tabang help this person? Mbali used to work remotely for months. She's been coming in like 2-3 times a week.
It's great news, eh?
Yeah, because of the new shows. It's really nice seeing the passion and fire from everyone to like to shoot Rhythm and Vibes, to shoot YPO. Some exciting news coming very soon. There's a new podcast coming onto the network. I promise you guys it's the last one.
No, but I'm super excited about
it. Yeah, very exciting. I think this has always been my dream. Now I'm literally just, I've set up the system for it to run. Now I'm focused on, okay, cool. How do I change Seated from 20K views to 30K views? Which I think we've been doing with the subject matter, right? We've been very intentional about small things, how the podcast starts, the thumbnails, the titling,
looks
and everything, which is really, really cool. But yeah, outside of work, I am good. I was posed with a question by Lebo last week on the episode. And
hobbies.
It fucked with me so much for like, until like, it's still fucking with me. Yeah. People basically said, what do you do for yourself?
Outside of everything.
And then even my friend.
Yes.
Even my friend.
My affiliate.
Even my affiliate was like, yo, babe, I feel like, yo.
Your affiliate calls you baby. Oh,
my way. My affiliate goes, yo, babe. So, like, dude, like, you work so hard. Like, either you at work and you're, like, with your team, or you are a brother to Lebo, or you're a friend to Percy. I'm receiving you being a brother to me too, and then being friends to me too. I'm in these roles, and she's like, "What do you buy for yourself? What are you doing for yourself?"
Yeah.
She's like, "You take me out all the time, like cool, like you're helping everyone, but like, what are you, like when you leave the house, like yeah, let me go spoil Tato, like what do you do?" Yeah. She's like, "Even when you buy clothes, you only buy clothes for content.
Yeah, you're buying it because you want to.
Yeah, like yes, you buy clothes based off your style, but you won't be like, let me go buy myself a skipper.
So important this.
It's like, yo, it's been 2 months. I need to do a new fashion content. Let me go buy a whole new.
So did you try something or not yet?
Not yet, but she was like, let's go on like dates less. Let's chill a bit, and I want you to like take that money that you would use on dates and stuff and try buy yourself something. She's like, get yourself like a new pair of shoes. She's been pushing me to Gucci LV. Then I'm like, aye, man, that's a bit much. But I want to see it. Maybe I must get a new Batu. Eh? But if I get Gucci's, I'm going to say, guys, I'm wearing my Guccianas.
Yeah,
the
man.
Gucci. I'm going to say, not where are my shoes, where are my Gucci's?
Yeah,
so
man.
I think mentally I'm going to become too, if I start buying.
You know how we were raised. You know how I see those things. I see those things as like, look at me. So I never, we were raised that like those materialistic things, study Gucci, wada wada, and ton ton. You must be old money, you know, wear Tommy Hilfiger, wear, you know what I mean? That was how we were raised.
I mean, our parents have designers, so I didn't get, but I hear you.
Yeah, but what's the designer? It's not Gucci, it's Gucci. Which one? Who wears Gucci?
Papa has Gucci shoes, so many Gucci shoes.
Which, Papa has not Gucci shoes?
Yes, but
guys, let me call my dad.
It's the formal ones.
No,
they
guys.
Say Gucci.
Oh,
under.
You mean like the leather shoes?
Yeah.
Leather shoes. No, man. That guy does not, guys, my dad, I know every brand my
he
dad
has
wears.
Gucci shoes.
The only thing that he wears that's Gucci is Calon.
He has Gucci shoes, like Gucci formal shoes.
I'm going to ask him after this podcast. And
I'm
you better be right.
I'm going to bet.
I bet like a clipper. I don't mind betting a clipper. Yeah.
100 rand, yeah.
Because you said shoes.
Like shoes.
He has a Gucci shoe. You heard him there speaking like it was many, no, okay, guys.
He has a Gucci shoe. I've seen one
Gucci
shoe.
Oh, a Gucci shoe.
I know he has other designer items.
Yeah, no, but it's not the loud ones.
Yes, subtle.
Subtle, yes. That's what I'm trying to say. My parents have never raised me to wear loud.
Yes.
Wear this jersey in a LV here, here, and then here in Ali just there. Edge, yeah, LV. And I look like a billboard in advert for LV. I don't want to look like an. It must just say LV.
Yeah, that's it, bro. Oh, so you're not anti. You're not anti-designer. You're anti. But I mean, that's the same with every brand. I mean, if you go to Red Bat, you don't wear Red Bat.
Yeah, but there are some that don't mind wearing
Red Bat.
Wearing the advert.
Uzi.
Yeah, they wear the advert for everyone.
Yeah, walking billboards.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, so that's my and Kenya, those things. But anyway.
So that's how I am. If we move on to Larata Ditaba, damn, we've been seeing a lot of things that have been happening.
Yeah.
I think number one.
Don't rush.
The biggest thing.
Don't rush this one. Don't rush this one.
The biggest one we've seen is is the Russia.
You can't even laugh. It's disappointing. So,
I have two. I don't want to say too much. I just want to say one.
Yeah.
I want to give you guys perspective on this Russia thing. As an influencer marketing agency owner, as an influencer with 8 years of experience, as someone that has been through multiple campaigns and work.
Yeah.
Nah? You guys are taking this opportunity with both hands to
rip these people
to apart. Rip these influencers apart. Yeah. And you guys need to relax, right? A lot of the times we work with agencies. So I can, for example, work with Rampini Media, who's given me work with Nike, Coca-Cola, Sprite, right? And they say, yo, Tato, there's this work with this company that's helping young girls. Obviously, of course, it's up to me to do research about it and see what am I promoting. But you can't just promote things, yes. But a lot of these influencers have kind of automated how their business works. So they trust their managers and then they trust their agencies. Yeah. So now they unfortunately do the work. In their mind, they say, okay, cool. My agency should have done the work. Why are we not pointing the fingers at the agencies also, that brought those work to the influencers?
Also, do you guys really think, deep down, there's like a dark basement somewhere, and Sima's just there going, I can't wait to get rid of South Africans. I don't think Sima's that evil. I don't think that she would intend for that.
Yeah.
These is like exactly what Tato's saying. They have automated processes. But for me, a big thing is accountability.
Yes.
So, yes, each influencer must be held accountable.
You must know what you're promoting. This bullshit of you guys saying, let's go find this person's previous work in all their brand collaborations
and
rip them to pot is nonsense.
You're ruining their lives.
Go to the bathroom and look in the mirror and focus on your own life. Focus on yourself.
Yeah.
Because you guys are trying to tear down people's livelihoods. People have people that work under them. They've got managers, they've got editors, they've got camera
people
guys.
That pay,
and you're destroying industries because of one mistake. Relax.
Yeah.
You need to relax.
But you must also understand at the same time, what about the lives they're destroying?
Yes.
So
100%.
That's why people are so affected.
But like accountability, right. Accountability should exist.
Yeah.
So we should better say, Sima, that was wrong. Next time you must learn. Okay, cool. Guys, let's see. There needs to be some sort of board that's making sure that influencers are promoting the right things. Because I can say, yo, guys, you know, all kids should eat sugar 5 times a day. No, that's wrong.
Yeah.
But this incident, I think because you can't do this because it's alleged human trafficking. It's tricky. Do you get what I'm saying? Because human trafficking is a big thing. But everybody, whoa.
Yeah.
Unless you know I'm whiling.
No, it's
I know I'm speaking very passionately because it's like I know how that mistake can be made.
Yeah.
And I know how it can be like, and I know how it feels like for the whole.
But you must also understand.
To be on your side.
Two sides of the coin.
Yes.
So you're looking at it the other side. We hear you. Everyone's going to agree and say, yes, Tato, we're with you. But it's still unacceptable.
But you know, I must be coming at the other side of the coin.
Why?
Because everyone else has done it already.
Yeah, real.
So we've heard you guys. We agree. Accountability. They were wrong. But I'm just giving you a perspective of an influencer.
I saw BBC take sign Buji and say from BBL to BBC. That's when I was like, this is atrocious, man. This is atrocious. But anyways, it is what it is.
I think we should never take opportunities to rip other people apart so quickly, man. It's like with both hands so quickly.
It's easy to do, bro. Like, it's a trendable thing. I think people don't do it because they're angry at the person. It's just because they fully feel like, do you see? Like, we trusted you. Like, if you feel betrayed as a consumer, as a viewer, that like, yo, dude, I like every one bit of your content, but you hear you are trying to rob people of livelihoods, rob people of their lives, you know, sign them up into something that they can't get out of. I trusted you. I'm hurt. Must understand, these people are heads. They perceive these people as best friends. They know these people off by heart. I know this person went to, what, in 2001, bought a car and did this, and then they did that. And they feel very close. So you can feel betrayed as a viewer.
Yeah.
That's also very important, I feel like.
Yeah, I also feel like we're speaking about this on our group chat, but we were basically saying it's so funny how the audiences are choosing which influencers to like bring down. Because there's some influencers that did it and they're not being brought down.
Yeah.
We won't say any names, but it's like, okay, so.
And it's crazy how women catching smoke like crazy.
Yeah,
like,
but the bruise compared to the bruise are sitting cozy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's like 20 on it. And I'm like, it's looking like it's 2 on the news. So it's kind of weird.
It's like, what's going on?
It's 2-3 on the news, but it's 20.
Yeah.
On the For You page. So, anyways, that's. Basically, that's something that happened. Shaka, we spoke about this.
Yeah, Shaka Ilembe.
Shaka Ilembe. Mac G and Robert Boy on Shaka. I saw Robert Boy for 6-pack on Shaka Ilembe. And I said to myself, now, like, maybe culture's back. Like, this is what we want. We want TV shows to integrate what's happening with the South African celebrity culture.
Yeah.
There's a guy who made a TikTok that said, the celebrity stars South Africa, K, Uncle Waffles, so Tyler, and Black Coffee.
The rest of you influencers. I was imagining Casper watching that, like, nah, what, bro? Like, and
what do you think about that statement?
No, I think that we're in an ecosystem inside Africa where celebrities are, it's hard to define what is a celebrity.
Yeah.
In South Africa, you know, in America.
I think South Africans don't want to, we have this thing inside of us that doesn't conform to celebrity culture.
Yes, we don't.
Because we have celebrities.
Yes, but
we're just a smaller country.
Yes. So also, you have to understand, like, how do I say this? Like, celebrity culture is also very tricky because majority of people live in Joburg or Cape Town.
Yeah.
Right? So it's concentrated in these Joburg and Cape Town areas. I know I can leave my house this Saturday and go see Scott's Mapuma. I can go see DJ Maporisa. I can go see these people, right? Mm. But I can't see Black Coffee. I won't be able to see Tyler.
Okay, so it's like an accessibility thing.
Yeah, so I think that people define celebrity culture in South Africa as scarcity. How can I access them?
Yeah.
So because they can access your Gabsas, your Momos, your whatnot, they're like, okay, these people are not celebrities. But in fact, these people are super influential. If they had to go to a mall, if you saw Gabsa at a mall, let me tell you something now. You're gonna be in line.
You know who I think are the real celebrities before Bo Casper and Bo Pori and them?
Who?
It's the soapy guys. The guys on soapies. Those are the real celebrities, man. You put someone that's on a soapy
even to this day, in a mall.
Yeah. In a mall, bro. People go crazy.
Look at the doubting cast. They're huge, bro. Them billboards, adverts, etc.
They're even smaller than
But they're even smaller.
The soapy guys.
Yeah.
I don't think adulting is getting as many streams.
They are, bro. They're on like season 3 now.
I don't think they get as many streams
as
the soapy guys. Or because I'm talking about like in totality. Like a soapy can be what? Like over the span of a year? How many episodes dropping four times a day?
Imagine
the connection from consumer to the person.
Yeah.
So the love and the numbers are insane.
They see you every Tuesday, 7 p.m., by the way.
Mm. I was being told a story about some soapy actor was at a funeral.
Yeah.
And when he entered, everyone went crazy and with excitement. And it's like, dude, he's here to mourn his friend.
Yeah.
It was so hectic.
Yeah, so yeah, that's what I think about celebrity culture.
What else has been happening?
How's this day in South Africa?
It's just been this Russia thing.
Bad.
I'm sure by the time this comes out, it's probably old news. Because we record like and drop after a week.
Yeah.
We should maybe change that, no?
I wish I could speak about other things, but...
Like what?
They said I mustn't say I'm PR trade in interviews. Like, so it's fine. Let's move on.
Lebo was on...
Lassiso's channel.
Lassiso's show, Simple Tell the Truth.
Don't say anything else.
Yeah, that was dope. No, I'm saying on the show, it banged. Like, it was really, really nice. I enjoyed that. I think it was such a nice push for Esmanjita.
Yeah, it's dope,
like, you guys definitely promoted the hell out of that.
I remember something them mentioning, like, don't mention, like, when you're like, hey, I'm Lebo Rampedi, don't mention that, hey, I'm one-third of, one-fourth of Esmanjita.
That was MTV.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we were doing MTV stuff.
My bad.
I love that this is like our show and we own it. We can say whatever we want.
You can say what you want, bro.
But yeah, we're doing a show with MTV and they were basically saying you can't promote Esmanjita because it's technically
a show.
Oh, let me slow down.
Yeah.
You can't promote Esmanjita because it's technically another show which competes with like, it was weird.
Yeah. It's crazy, so weird, man.
Yeah. But anyway, so let's set the scene with this subject matter, right?
Mm.
Let's discuss how did relationship look back then and how do they look now? And how is the shift from secrecy to social media exposure changed anything? I know relationships back then, I think you can go into this, like, how did it look back then? I mean, think about your great uncle or your uncle who lived in Limpopo and maybe would travel to Mpumalanga.
Guys, when you go home, the first thing your uncles and your whatever, anyone that's older than 42 tells you that how many girlfriends do you have, how many what do you have. I was watching, like I said earlier in the podcast, I was watching Shaka Ilembe, and it made, because I was trying to figure out why Zulu people cheat. And no, because I guess that's a strong point in the history. When you speak to Zulu people, the first thing they tell you about the history is Shaka Zulu. We don't have a Shaka Pedi. There's no Shaka Pedi. There's no Shaka Tswana.
Yeah.
There's no Shaka. So But back in the day, people used to love another woman from another tribe.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up? Meet me by the river.
Yeah. Meet me by the river. Ciao.
Then you come back home. You're like, guys, I met a hand from, Newcastle. Newcastle's and it's amazing. They say, Chief,
Don't you know you're going to get married in Belito?
You know, and then they arrange your marriage. Now, what happened was that we had a trend of men who had freedom, could make decisions, affect life.
Could hunt and explore,
had all that free will. Nah? We had these men making connections with women, different women, different villages, but still have to get married, arranged, yeah. Also them. Yeah. I get everyone was part of arranged marriage. There's no, it's not like men could say, no, I don't want to be. They were also part of arranged marriages. Yeah. Right? And what happened was that these men now would love another woman in a village, wada wada, and then marry another woman, and then she became the second wife after some time, or maybe the third wife.
Yeah.
You finally get to marry the girl that you
love.
This is very important for later on.
Okay.
This is very, very important for later on. So, again, the trend would be that men would marry the woman they have to for the suitabilities of their families.
Mm.
They, whatever.
Basically for the economy.
For the economy sometimes. For the
economy.
Some would marry for cows. Some would marry for chickens, goats.
For financial benefits.
Financial benefit. I'd move 100,000 years into the future. Remember what I said? They married for what?
Yeah.
Love. Now we're in the future. People have will. They have free will and stuff. We've went from histories of men marrying 4, 5 women, 6, 7, 8 women, 10 women, to then when women get rights and then they say, no, you guys must marry one at a time. And then what happens now? We have brews who are now a product.
We have brews
who are now a product of this history of multiple dating, polygamy, cheating, what, all these things. As they say, what do they call it? When you're the child that repeats the history of
generational trauma.
They have the generational curse. You're cheating. It's a curse, by the way, because they used to polygamy. They used to all this. Now being a product of Tatarampedi or Mamang at the end now in Joburg. He's now
you ending me in Joburg is, yeah.
No, I'm showing you. I'm showing you from Limpopo, what village, what villages, what to Joburg. Now in Joburg, let's explain Joburg.
Yeah.
Joburg, you don't need anymore to go to Ekurhuleni.
Yeah.
Joburg, you don't need to walk far to another village anymore. Yeah. You can now, what?
Open TikTok.
You can TikTok now.
Instagram.
You can fall in love easier now.
Yeah.
Whereas previously, I'm 21, a virgin, waiting to get initiated, then get married or whatever.
Yeah.
All that stuff. You know the stories back then. Yeah. Now, I can be 12 and be in love. Mm. I can be 13, be in love. I can be 14, be in love. Are you hearing me?
Mm.
From becoming of age of a man, then being able to fall in love, have sex for the first time, being married, all that stuff. To I can have sex at 13, 12, 14, anytime I want, actually, as a man now. That change and all that stuff, ne, is to this day why men still have that generational curse.
Cheating a generational curse is ending me, but yeah.
It's a big problem in black communities. It is a big problem.
Yeah.
Because it went from you love many people, you love all your wives, to you can't love many people at the same time. Now we don't know what was right in history, in our culture. Were we wrong? Were we right?
Yeah, are we conforming?
Are we conforming to European and Western standards as black men? Or were we doing the right thing for women because we really must love one person at a time? I'm trying to take you through it. I'm trying to really so people can understand where it comes from.
Yes.
Now I said this, Thato in Joburg has access all the stuff, can choose when he has to have sex and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Now it is a big, big problem because he has an abundance of choice.
Yeah.
Which is now where the side chick now starts coming in. Because like we said, we come from a history of men who were arranged to marry the wrong woman and then love their side chicks and marry them later on.
Yeah.
So same vibe. Now men pick the girl. Okay, when I think of girl, I say what? Degree. I say she must drive AMG something. Maybe stay in a one-bedroom flat with a TV, with a fair carpet, a white with a big mirror. Mm. Candles. Mm. That's what I want. That's what actually my family has raised me to believe I should have.
Yeah.
Then I meet a Berutuba Habli, and she dances with Larawa Ewan. And the heart goes, gugu, 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 gugu. And the generational curse activates. That's how it came about.
Yeah.
Am I wrong? You can add any missing ingredients.
No. I mean, you've answered that question so nicely.
I believe that's how it came. That's how I believe it came out.
Yeah, you've answered that question so nicely. So you basically described how relationships looked like back then.
Yes.
And we can see back then,
yes,
you know, you would wait a period of time, you'd have some sort of exposure to women, but then they'd select your first wife for you.
So
you know, you'd have a wife, then eventually second wife,
Now you're saying, now we're in a situation where maybe we date people and we end these relationships, our kind of the same as basically our chosen first wife from our parents, but then we choose them ourselves. Yeah. But a lot of the times, because we've got so much exposure to girls and everything, like sexual activities, we can choose the wrong person.
Yeah.
So now we've chosen the person, and then men obviously fall into comfort because I've chosen this person. So that's my, it's my, like, you know, arranged marriage. And then eventually I've chosen this girl who makes sense, degree and everything, but then I'm seeing, you know,
my real heart is...
Yeah, I'm seeing Letabo, Bepa ring there, Konka, and I'm like,
and you're
wow.
Like, what? That Bepa is a unique Bepa.
Mm. My hand at home doesn't Bepa.
She hasn't even Bep.
Yeah, now we go into the comparison game. Yeah, okay, I can see your perspective. Let's keep it going.
And that is why... I don't want to close any
statements. We're painting a picture for the people.
Yeah, that's actually a very good summary.
Yeah, it's a nice
because that makes so much sense.
Yeah.
It makes so much sense.
Now let's add social media, right?
Yeah.
Why have side chicks become a normal thing due to social media? I'll answer this one. I think back then, as early as our father generation. Let's say my father lived in KwaZulu-Natal and he had work to do in Limpopo. If he had to go to Limpopo and start a family and have a side chick and cheat, you know, it would never come back home to KwaZulu-Natal. It would stay in KZN because the wives never make contact with each other.
There's no gender reveal.
There's
on the For You page.
There's no gender reveal on the For You page. And there'll never ever be a merging of circles.
Yeah.
Now, because we've got social media, what happens is that the same person can have been KwaZulu-Natal, but now his wife likes taking videos of him coming home after long work trips. Mm. But his side chick loves posting his left tattoo on the left arm. Then it's like Twitter, what do they call them? Twitter police. Yeah, they start saying, man, Tatarampedi's wife is posting Tatarampedi full body.
And his wife.
And he has that Polaroid. And I've been seeing a Polaroid from Cyan Bougie posting his arm. Mm. So what's happening?
Yeah.
So now we start to see that, okay, cool. People are starting to get caught at a rapid pace.
Yeah. Because I was about to say, did you know that the act of side chicks is dying? That the art of side chicks is dying?
Yeah, people are getting caught at a rapid pace. And them being caught is making that art and that secrecy die. We're starting to see side chicks take pride in being a side chick, and we're starting to see girlfriends and wives accept side chicks, which can also be
that's another layer.
Which we'll go into later.
That's another layer.
Do you get what I'm saying?
It's a big other layer.
And another thing,
there's still a few of those ones.
There's still a few, and I mean, I also put this down now to dive into later. Women are starting to hide their relationships
for the sake of not finding out,
not because they want to hide the relationship. Or not because they're scared they're
gonna,
not because they're scared that they're gonna break up.
But
because they're scared they're going to find their boyfriend's side chick.
Are you being private or are you hiding away from the reptiles out there?
And we've seen this is a big thing.
Boom.
And I'm friends with a lot of the girlies that are on Instagram, the Instagram big fashion content creators, makeup content creators.
Yeah.
Even amongst their circles, they're scared to even speak to each other about who they're dating.
Yeah.
Can you imagine me and you being friends and I can't tell you who my girlfriend is?
Yeah. And then I want you to...
How much fear has been instilled in you that I can't tell my friend who my partner is?
And you must understand, it all goes back to the cheating...
Yeah?
Word.
Okay.
This cheating word. It went from Mutu has enough love. Again, one more time. Mutu went from having enough love to having 7 wives, 18 kids, to then having one child. This is the same African brain, by the way. You must understand, the brain hasn't developed.
So you believe that our character and our mannerisms stem from generational mannerisms?
Yes, I definitely believe, because like, the next generation teaches the next, and then there's like a sprinkle of change as time goes along.
Okay, so you don't think it's inside of you? You think it's a matter of influence from the previous, which is a fair statement.
Yeah,
excuse me.
There's another example, right? They say saying that education is a good example.
Yeah,
education system, the act of sit down teacher in front of the class hasn't been changed for thousands, I think it's hundreds of years, excuse me.
Yeah.
Hundreds of years. No improvement.
Yeah.
No improvement, but the context of what's being taught in the classroom is changing slowly. So that's the sprinkle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So same technique, different context. Same vibe. same vibe of dating. Previously, same technique, dating, different context, only one. You know what I mean? So I want to just pour that. I want to keep pouring that back into the conversation.
Nah, definitely.
Because there's girls.
It does stem from that.
Yes, because there's girls that grew up now watching their fathers or uncles having multiple wives.
Yeah.
It becomes conformed into them. What happens? That's their sprinkle of changes that maybe they move to Joburg, Pretoria. Mm. But then they date their partner and then they become very obsessive of their partner because they can see they've from their aunts and uncles and broken relationships and etc. Men are very dangerous people. So what does she do? She guards him. Give me protection. Give me find my iPhone. Give me all that stuff. Give me whatever.
Yeah.
Then what does he do? He finds a woman that comes from a home of love.
Yeah.
And relationships. And she trusts him. Then what happens?
Yeah.
He's stuck in a relationship. Stuck. I'm stuck. I promise you next year I'm going to break up with this person.
Yeah.
She doesn't get me like you do. You understand it? You peep it. I'm just saying, man. I'm just saying. Hey, yeah, yeah.
I want to go into the psychology of everything.
Yeah.
I think you touched on it quite a bit. I think I'm seeing the fact that we do come from a position where we're influenced by our past.
Yeah.
Which is why maybe we could want multiple partners. But I do want to say, and you guys will answer this question for us in the comment sections. I do want to say we don't know if it's right or if it's wrong.
Or what is?
If we should be if we should have one wife. Or five wives.
Let me tell you.
I believe that I should have one wife. I believe that all African men should believe they should have one wife.
Yeah.
But it's ultimately their choice. That's what I believe in, right?
No.
Let me cook. You'll come back to me. So now, based off of that information, I want to just give those terms for my hypotheses. Based on the information, why do you think, and let's go to psychology, why do you think men cheat? I mean, we know what our past did. We know we've gotten, maybe some men have an urge to have multiple partners. But why do you think it exists? And I've got some answers from our friends here. Some of our friends said they think it's an ego thing. It's a fear of commitment. And it's an excitement thing and a lust thing. Why do you think men of the psychology
cheat? So before I continue, I want to say I 100% agree with Tato. Scientifically speaking, Mutu must be with one person. Yeah. It does not make sense to be with six people. I'm also on that perspective.
Okay.
I'm just fighting and I'm speaking on history. I'm speaking about different perspectives.
Yes,
and
yes. That's all. You speak on influence.
I was speaking about influence.
What we as are influenced by.
Because your parents' past also affects them.
And we can't, we can't behave like it comes from far, guys. We know that like...
So now, two generations.
Like even the previous generation, we know that like, okay, not, thank God, not our father, but like if you go to a funeral, you're likely to see someone that looks like you.
Yeah, your ears point to the same direction.
Yes, and you realize that your father had another family.
Yes.
So it's still fresh.
Yeah, so I just wanted to clarify that. So, sorry, can you just repeat that?
So, yeah, so now, could you get your head to that point?
I had to, bro. I was like,
So I'm saying the psychology behind it, men, why have a side chick? Is it an ego thing? Is it a fear of commitment thing?
I wanted to share a story. I've told the story on the podcast before. When I was in drama, I'll try to make it small. When I was in matric drama, we laid around in a circle, had a very emotional conversation. Cheating came up, the concept of cheating. A drama teacher said, why do you guys think men cheat? We're like, because one woman is more attractive than other one, than this, that. No, I want a woman that's better than this one, but also on a safe ground. She said, no, men cheat because of insecurities. And we're like, why? She's like, no, men only cheat because of insecurity. A man will cheat on you because he's insecure about something. Mm. And I 100% agree. That's the only reason men cheat. If you see, like, if I give you an example, let's say Thomas is dating a girl. His girl is perfect. Now, because a lot of people, women will say, no, but I'm perfect, but they cheated on me. His girl's perfect. She creates eggs, everything in the morning, lunch, she's cooking, she cleans in between. She also gives emotional, all that stuff. She has money, all that stuff. Are you guys aware a man can feel intimidated by that and cheat on the Miss Perfect? Because his insecurity is that, like, this girl is too good for me. Mm. So he goes to a girl that he knows, this girl, I'm too good for her.
she was going to rely on me.
Hence why also, by the way, guys, side chicks love these men. It's not because... No, I want you to understand something. Side chicks love these men not because just because they love them. It's because that person then is someone I don't deserve. Then my partner, someone I don't deserve.
I feel like I don't
deserve. So it's just like a line of the person wanting the other person more and more and more and more and more and more and more.
Yeah.
That's what I really believe. And I've stuck by it. I've said this in groups of women. We've had debates about where they think cheating comes from. Some say money. Some say, I say no. It's insecurity. It's literally always, always, always insecurity. It's always insecurity.
Yeah.
And then you get someone that tells you a thing. If you loved me, you wouldn't have a second option. Someone can love you guys both.
So the reason why I'm so quiet, because I'm like, damn, that makes so much sense.
Yes, bro.
Because I mean, like, I've been in, like, let me say, talking stages.
Yeah.
Right? And then it's like, I usually, something is biting me, brother. Sorry, that's why I'm really scratching myself.
It's the truth coming out.
Let me
out! Like, I think I saw a mosquito fly. I've been in talking stages with, like, open and honest communication. Like, hey, listen, I'm talking to you to get to know you. I'm definitely seeing other people. You know, this is back, like, last year.
Yeah.
And, when I'd be talking to one girl, my heart would gravitate towards talking to the wrong girl. That's the type of man I am. I'm a one ladies man. I don't like being in
multiple things.
Single and talking to 3-4 girls. Yeah, but I like having my girl, someone that I can take care of, someone that I can rely on. I like reliability.
100%,
I like consistency. I like trust. And I love mutual respect.
Yeah.
Now, when I was in these talking stages and this hand that I was trying to give myself to would maybe like not have time for me. Or be busy doing her own life, normal things. This is when I was still, the mind was also still a bit, she'd be busy with her own life, not have time for me. I'd be there like, nah. The mind goes crazy, insecurities. I start thinking, oh, okay, cool. This, that. What do I do? Yeah. I go see another girl.
Yeah, and I'm like, what happens if that girl, she feeds you insecurity?
She feeds my insecurity.
Yes.
Do you get me?
Okay, so one big thing that I've had this conversation with multiple, because they always come to me and say, Lebo, I want to ask you something.
Yeah.
As someone, you know, let's say at the time, or as someone, let's say, as your bruise of partners, when they go flirt with other girls and they want that girl to flirt with them back, constantly over a period of time, what about me screams, I don't mind that you have a girlfriend? What is it about?
But explain to me the analogy.
So the girls always ask me, what about me is gives, I wouldn't mind dating you if you had a hand.
Okay.
What is this?
So these are the goals that are being approached by
my
boyfriends.
Boyfriends, married men. They always ask me, Lebo, what is it about a woman or an individual that makes a man approach them?
Nothing. Nothing to do with you, buddy.
And what do you want to tell them
truth? It's got nothing to do with you, buddy. If you look beautiful, eyebrows looking great, beautiful smile, shining.
That is the answer.
You're going to be approached by single men, married men, gay men, straight men, all types of men.
Yes. That's literally the answer I was getting to.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with you. It's, in fact, that's how attractive you are. I don't mind the risk
of having a wife. But you must understand, you can fall subject to victim. If you allow for that man to court you and continue being around you.
Also,
a lot of girls, these side chicks don't date. I mean, guys, side chicks have to exist for a reason, right?
Yeah.
There must be a woman who doesn't mind being a side chick.
Yeah.
Or a guy that doesn't mind being a side chick.
Yeah. I also just want to just warn the woman back home. I get it now. When I'm speaking on the podcast, I'm speaking from so you guys can be educated. Why do people think like this? All this stuff. I'm trying to give you those. But I also want to say to the girlies at home, men are very good storytellers.
Yeah.
They can tell you the story of Nelson Mandela like it was on Super Strikers. And you'll believe it.
Yeah.
Be very careful what you believe when a man tells you of his situation.
Yeah.
What's happening.
Yes.
Hey, we've been fighting.
Who's this? Me and my girlfriend.
Hey, we're not fine right now. We're trying to work it out. Hey, there's a big...
You know, she actually pissed me off last week.
we're on a break.
Yeah, she actually pissed me off last week. You know, I was actually...
Give her the most ridiculous story you're right.
You know, I actually... I got home, man. I got home.
After a long day of work.
After a long day of work, I came with a picnic basket.
Yeah.
You know, candles, wine, candles,
flowers,
fruit, snacks.
Yeah.
And this person asked me, what took you so long?
Oh my God, I would never do that.
Like, got her. Catch the pokey guy. Catch her mom.
Oh, that's Tato, hilarious.
Do you see it?
That's hilarious.
Do you see it though?
I see it, bro. I've lived it. I've been that guy. I know the stories.
Ladies, be very, men are very good storytellers. They'll even tell you about you. A man can look you in the eyes and tell you that your eyes are blue.
Yeah.
And you might believe it.
I think what also really contributes to the side chick culture is the fact that we've seen so many public figures get away with it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, how many times have you heard, if Beyonce can get cheated on?
That's so true, bro.
If Kevin Hart's wife can forgive him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I think, you know, we've been speaking a lot about it from, like, you know, men being the disloyal one and women just being, like, an object of, you know, being the side chick. But at the same time, guys, we also understand that women also do cheat and have side niggas. Yeah. And I think it's a matter of it happening late on in life. So we can never speak about women cheating, you know, vigorously because it's yet to come.
No, but, you know, when a woman cheats, I can speak on this.
Yeah.
When a woman cheats, you must understand, guys, I know men are going to be, like, labeled really, like, it's completely different from men cheating.
And no, I don't know, bro. I've been around
girls.
People are
going to be, like, label, what the hell?
I've been around girls with boyfriends who have, you know, courted me and be like, hey, that I'm like your boyfriend. And have you seen how Han denies their boyfriend when they want you? You also, I know, girls, you know.
I've seen it.
So basically be there like, ah, dude, a boyfriend? Who said I have a boyfriend?
But you must understand, nah.
They will lie and deny.
But that boyfriend also has taken the light out of their eyes. The first time she smiled this year is when you said hello.
Yeah.
She hasn't smiled since that hello.
These are the same girls that are posting being happy with their
That's
partner.
What I'm saying is different. A woman cheats when she's completely energy's battery is finished. But she doesn't know what to do because she loves you.
You know, there was once this
and then cheats when his battery's full.
Yeah.
It's different cheating.
Like, I'll tell a bit of a personal story.
Yeah.
This happened, let me say, a couple years ago.
Yeah.
There was this one girl that I was courting, yeah? And I really liked her. Like, I thought she was really beautiful, really cool and everything. And I took her out. Yeah, I think I invited her out when we were out or something. She came through at the time of our life.
Yeah.
It was one of those days where, like, we party, go to a friend's place, continue partying, wake up in the morning, go get breakfast, everybody, go buy a six-pack or something. Like, it was, like, one of those crazy...
Like, benders. It was a continuous one.
Continuous night. And I really had a great time with her to the point I was like, yo, dude, you should come to my place. Like, we should hang out sometime. Then I was like, no, man, do you have a partner? She's like, dude, I can't really call it that. You know what I'm saying? Like, this guy hasn't really asked me anything. No. I'm like, oh, okay, cool.
And she means it, eh?
And then I hadn't followed this girl on TikTok. Then on IG, I'm like liking her posts. I'm like, okay, cool. She's cute, everything. I go to TikTok level. This is a couple content creator.
Like, she's not even shy.
Like, she's creating content. Every video dedicated to her boyfriend.
Yeah.
My man. So, like, you see, I'm saying women can also want side guys, side dicks. What do you call a side chick?
Side dude, whatever.
Side dude. Yeah. You know? And they can move just like a guy. They can paint a story that, no, man, he's not like that. No.
But you know what's so crazy? Like, I actually, like, there's this person who made a TikTok. It's like, whoever's dating my ex, I encourage you to cheat first. This is one of those moments, you know? Yeah. Like, I really... really never want women to feel secure in relationships until there are signs of security. No.
Okay, until there are signs of security, yes.
Yeah, I think women get too secure too fast, bro. A man gets secured in the relationship, by the way. Then he's like, okay, we're dating. I've been dating this girl for a month. Let me tap in now. Like, let me actually, like,
Trust
be
is earned.
A girl from hello, she trusting you like you're... No, dude, I'm a stranger, mate. You don't even know if I brushed my teeth this morning, but you're trusting me with your heart. How does that make sense to you, bro? Like, women are too trusting. It's a big thing. I'm always trying to tell my homegirls, all those people that I know that are in the dating, you guys are too trusting. You need to be less trustworthy.
Yeah.
And that will give you the man. If you can get over that trustworthiness, the man in her life, he's going to be the long-term one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I said on the previous podcast, do you have bad taste in men or do you are letting bad men taste you? There's two different sides of that coin, chief. You must understand which side are you on.
Yeah.
Even, sorry. Even our brews was, I can't pick the right one. Oh, these girls are killing me. Chief, you go to Boxers and you're buying an iPhone from Boxers. It's going to switch on and say Android sometimes. You can't expect, you know what I mean? Like, where you get something is also very important, guys.
Yeah. Crazy.
Had to get that off my chest, bro.
Yeah, and I hear you.
It's a big thing. Sorry, one more time, because a lot of people complain. Hey, hey, I've never been on a date this year. Hey, hey, what? Men treat me trash. I've never had a successful relationship. Oh, these men don't want to laugh. The men you are picking don't want to laugh. Chief, it's not the men we are picking for you. It's not the people that want to push into your life.
The men I'm picking for you.
We're not the men. We're not pushing these men into your life and saying dribble hair.
Yeah.
No, honestly, it's you.
Yeah, very true.
It's a big problem with women. Women are always saying, men are trash, men are this.
Even
which is true, which is true. Don't get me wrong. Men are trash and all that stuff. But it's also the men you select.
Mm, true, true, true. I remember I was at Homestyle. I'll wrap it up like this. I was at Homestyle last week or 2 weeks ago. And this lady was saying that, like, before she was married, before she found a husband, she kept saying, like, you know, men are trash. Men are horrible people. Very negative towards men. And she said the moment she stopped speaking about how trash men are and stopped believing that all men are trash, she was finally blessed with her boyfriend, which finally became her husband, which was now her husband for, I think, a couple months or a year, whatever. So I agree with you. Like, I think you need to be very careful with what comes out your mouth, because that becomes your perspective and your reality with everything in life. But I do want to say, when it comes to side chicks, guys, this episode is definitely a tricky one. I don't believe in side chicks. I don't believe in cheating. I don't believe in those types of things. I think I can understand where they come from, why they exist. I don't think we should be doing them. But I think this episode was nice to speak and try to understand why the side chick culture exists. Yeah, man. I don't have much to say to close the conversation. I feel like it's all in the air. Like, I can't say, yeah. In conclusion, side chicks exist because of this or because of that.
I just want to say that you must understand, we get the love you think you deserve. If you are a side chick at the time and you think that's the love you deserve, and when you're not happy, live your life. I believe there's different forms of loving people. And I think there's different ways of love that can come about in your life.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's the side chick that comes out, and that's the love that you get.
Yeah.
So we're not here to judge anyone. We're just here to analyze. I think that was what this was. It was a conversation where we're analyzing something and trying to understand where it comes from.
Yeah.
And let the conversation continue
with
the
comments. Guys,
we can definitely do a part two for this one. Something different. I don't know.
I think it would be nice to invite some girls to this one. But guys, please don't be scared to book the studio, guys. The studio is available for you guys to book it. You guys can come through photography, videography. Just use the space. Come work in the space. It is open to every single one of you guys. All you have to do is just WhatsApp the number on the screen. We'll see you guys next week. Thank you for watching Seated. Shoo.